You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
RNIB Scotland's Swap With Me project has reached a huge target. In fact, it will smash the 100 target, 100 events, where blind and partially sighted people are brought together with bus companies to share hints and tips to make independent travel easier for both. Today, we are focusing on Lothian buses. I've got some of the guys around the table with me today. And Olivia, you have been heavily involved in this project from the start with Lothian buses. What attracted you to it in the first place?
Oh, it's been my absolute pleasure. So as the accessibility and inclusion officer, I get to work across all the departments in our business to make sure that the service we provide is accessible to all of our customers. And a big part of that is driver training. So when RNIB Scotland reached out to me and asked whether we would like to explore supporting the Swap With Me campaign, I couldn't have snapped that up quicker. I think nothing is more impactful and authentic for our driving colleagues, especially our trainee drivers, than hearing from our customers and them being vulnerable and opening up and being honest about their real life, day-to-day experiences of the good, the bad and the ugly when it comes to public transport. And that's just changed how our drivers view helping our customers, really.
The passengers, if you like, and the drivers come together, the experience, what it's like, I suppose, from both sides of it, you know, they learn about what the drivers do, the pressures they're under. The drivers learn about how to perhaps better support someone with sight loss as well. So it's not really a technological solution. This is more just training and understanding, that which can go a long way.
There are things that technology and engineering can't bring to the community. And so we've invited the fabulous volunteers along. They had the opportunity to sit in the driver's cab with the screen down, with the radio on, with the diesel engine running, with people chatting on the bus. And they had an idea of how challenging communication can be between driver and customer there. From the driver's perspective, they were able to kind of feel their way around the cab, all of the buttons and levers and this and that, and how complicated that can be. And then we take the bus out to a nearby bus stop. They all try on some SIM specs and they just get the slightest, tiniest idea of the various challenges that customers can face when they try and board a bus, when they try and scan their pass, when they try and take a seat with everyone else hustle bustling on the bus, other commuters pushing past and wanting to come on. And we just have fun kind of role playing what a good, positive, supportive driver interaction looks like and the bare basics of that. And then we mess around with how badly it could go, drawing on experiences from volunteers and things that they've told us from over the years. So it's really good fun. And with that kind of lighthearted, practical element, we then take it back to the classroom and we just get into the nitty-gritty of just any little things we can do to make travel easier.
We have Alan Stewart with us as well. Alan, you've been involved in the volunteer side of things, going in as the passenger as well. For many blind and partially sighted people, bus travel has in the past been difficult. You know, buses not stopping for you, trying to find a seat, trying to find where to get off on the bus. How have you seen this change the way that people do and can use buses?
It's been absolutely fantastic. I always start with the premise, every day's an obstacle course. That's just the way it is. So getting on the bus is going to be a challenge. So having a driver who's empathetic to your needs is really, really important. Do you need to assist in getting a seat? Will you be okay getting off? Do you know which stop? Now, everyone with a visual impairment can tell you a horror story about something that went wrong when they were getting a bus or public transport. What I can say now is that certainly in Glasgow, with the experience of the recent disruption, the Union Street fire, buses being diverted, the bus drivers are being really helpful. Not simply because blind, partially sighted, disabled, but there's just a greater awareness of what it's about. Olivia's right about the drivers taking part and enjoying the experience together. It filters out and it benefits and improves public transport for all. The bit that drivers are really beginning to understand is that when they see someone at a bus stop, they don't know if they have a disability or an impairment. So the drivers interact better with everyone. And that is really, really valuable.
And we have Charlie with us as well from Lothian Buses. Charlie, you've been involved in the training as well. Has it been insightful for you?
Oh, it's been a huge insight for myself as an experienced driver to see the daily challenges that visually impaired people have boarding any sort of public transport, and me gaining my knowledge and experience of it, I can now pass on to trainee drivers and to also experienced drivers so that they're getting the best training and to feel more comfortable in asking questions and communicating with our visually impaired customers so that they get the best journey with us.
I was going to say, is it a confidence builder for them so they are more confident to ask questions, maybe more confident to offer assistance?
Oh, definitely, because obviously for trainees, it's a new job. We've maybe not really had much interaction with the public or certainly someone they don't know. And by doing these swap and me sessions, because we're sort of in a group, it gives them a bit more confidence. They know what questions to ask. They know if we're not going to upset someone by saying the wrong thing. And it helps them build an experience and understanding. And once we get back to the class, again, we debrief it, talk about what things that they can do to pass on information. It's simple as citizen, rather than saying the service number, say the destination. You might not be going the full way. So little things like that, but people wouldn't think of, drivers wouldn't think of to say. Now, after these sessions, they're going, oh, that's a good idea. And then passing that on, and then speaking to their colleagues. And again, it becomes a chain reaction that everybody learns from each other, and it's building up the experience.
And it's taken out of the classroom as well. Do you think that it makes it more impactful?
Oh, definitely is. It's taking out the classroom, actually on the bus and experience it, the sound goggles themselves, as me and Olivia do. We show examples of great customer service, but I also like to be the bad driver and show them the worst experiences as well, because they have a better understanding. And how did that make them feel? And they go, it was horrible. I wouldn't want me to travel on a bus. And again, by just putting them in that experience makes them realise a bit of sympathy, empathy, and asking the right questions can make somebody's day a whole lot better for them.
Just finally, Olivia, RNIB Scotland's now reached that 100 target. We'll go beyond that as well. This is something that Lothian Buses will continue to do, even if RNIB Scotland didn't carry this on. Is that something you think is valuable for driver training going forward anyway?
Oh, undoubtedly so. I mean, we've always had an historic commitment to accessibility. And as a municipal bus company, you know, we're all about the people in the communities that we serve. I mean, it's only by pulling our customers, especially those with disabilities and their own personal experiences, into the driver training that we give. It's the only way that it's impactful and authentic and that it really changes how they see the role that they have. I mean, I don't think when people join up to be a bus driver, they'd understand the real responsibility that they have and how vital public transport is to lots of our customers, but especially those with a disability, especially those that are more anxious, anyone but average Joe. They don't realise that being able to travel safely and with confidence on public transport means they can access the world. Doing training such as this, partnering with organisations like RNIB Scotland, and talking with our customers, bringing their voices into training, it really fills our drivers with pride that they have a job that's making a real impact on the day-to-day lives of the people around them. You know, not just a driver, they have to be everything. And we're really proud of them for doing that. It's a very difficult job. We'll always seek to do things like this, and we're not letting RNIB Scotland away anytime soon, I'll tell you that.
Undoubtedly, it has been a huge success, the Swap With Me events. But for the moment, to Olivia, to Alan and to Charlie, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.